Radio 4. Now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 1725 today, Sunday the 4th of May. The general synopsis at midday, high Bailey 1030, expected Hebrides with little change by midday tomorrow. Low Southeast France 1006, expected Northwest Italy 1000 by same time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours, Viking north at Cira, northerly 5 to 7, backing northwesterly 4 to 6. Showers, occasional rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. South at Cira, northwesterly 4 or 5, increasing 6 or 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later. Showers, good. 40s, north backing northwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first. Showers, good. Cromarty, 4th, north 4 to 6, backing northwest 2 to 4. Showers, then fair, good. Tyne, Dogger, north or northeast 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first. Showers, good. Fisher, northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5, backing northwesterly 5 to 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later in northeast. Showers, good. German Bight, north or northeast 4 to 6. Showers, good. Humber, Thames, north veering northeast 4 to 6. Showers, good. Dover, White, north or northeast 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Showers, good. Portland, Plymouth, northeast 4 to 6. Showers, good. North Biscay, northeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first. Showers, good. South Biscay, northerly or northeasterly 4 to 6, thundery showers at first. Good, occasionally poor at first. Fitzroy, northerly or northeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in east. Showers, good, occasionally poor. Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, northeast 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first. Fair, good. Irish Sea, northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in south. Fair, good. Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, northeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4. Fair, good. Bailey, variable 2 to 4, becoming southwest 3 to 5. Fair, good. Fair Isle, northerly backing northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in northeast. Showers, good. Faroes, westerly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first in north. Showers, good. Southeast Iceland, westerly backing southwesterly 4 to 6. Showers, occasional rain later. Good, occasionally moderate later. That's the shipping forecast. Now the general weather forecast. Here's Ben Rich.
Richard, thank you very much. Good evening. The warmth we had a few days ago is now long gone. Temperatures today were languishing at just 8 or 9 degrees along some North Sea coasts, 17 degrees in the southwest of England, and we stick with this cooler feel as we head into tomorrow, but it will, for most, be dry. We've seen a few showers through today across parts of northern and eastern Scotland, down the eastern side of England. One or two of those will continue overnight, but most places will be dry with some clear spells, and it's going to be quite a chilly night as well. Temperatures dropping well down into single digits. There will be places, I think, across Scotland and Northern Ireland that see a touch of frost as we start tomorrow morning. You can, of course, check your overnight temperatures by having a look at the BBC Weather app. And then as we head into tomorrow across the southeast of England, the Midlands and eastern England, the day will start with a fair bit of cloud, and we may just see a few light showers drifting through on the breeze. We'll be quite breezy across these southeastern parts, but some sunny spells will also develop, and I think by the afternoon most places will be dry. And for other areas, for the southwest of England, for Wales, for northern England, Northern Ireland and Scotland, most places getting off to a fine and mostly sunny start to Bank Holiday Monday. We will see some areas of cloud developing, just like today, as we go through into the afternoon. Could just see the odd light shower. Most places will be dry. Temperatures across the UK between 12 and 16 degrees. The week ahead remains largely dry with high pressure in charge, and it will start to turn warmer again.
Stories about the dangers of AI, Paul Simon's Graceland and the science of falling in love all make the cut when Jason Mohammed presents Pick of the Week. After the news and a look ahead to Wednesday morning here on Radio 4.
You should read history, really, to, you know, rather than listening to me. what happens when you unravel your family's past and discover a buried confession.
And your father was an expert in gases?
In poison gas.
Poison gas, yes.
A new documentary series about family secrets and how the past lives on inside us, even when we try to ignore it.
I started to wonder what else had slipped from my great-grandfather's memory while writing his memoirs.
Half-Life, by me, Joe Dunthorne, begins this Wednesday morning at 9:30 on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
BBC News at 6 o'clock. This is Caroline Nichols. Good evening.